Live and local, this is Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game. With over 200 combined years of sports coverage in Acadiana, this is a gathering unlike any other.
Well, every week this show looks better to me.
Every week your eyesight gets worse.
This is Five Guys, Stories and Lies. Here's your host, Don Allen.
Welcome into the program. We are with you on a Wednesday for 1 hour tonight, because we've got Astro baseball coming up at 7:10. Who are they playing anyway, Clint?
They're playing the Tampa Bay Rays, a second game of a three-game series.
Listen.
I'll hang on every pitch.
My heart beating.
Be still, my heart.
Okay, they're playing the Rays.
Every pitch.
But we'll be on until then. So welcome in, everyone. Bobby Ardwan. Bruce Brown, let me mention Bobby is with us in actual physicality tonight, as opposed to just spirit, since the St. Landry Parish Council was rained out today. Tom Brown, Glenn Quibido, I'm Don Allen, that's our boy Clint, the wizard behind the... wizard behind the curtain for us tonight. And here's what we've got. We've got mostly football to talk about with you. Since the Cajuns open up their season Saturday, LSU opens up too as well, right?
Georgia Southern.
Yeah.
Saturday night, yeah.
A Sun Belt team, Georgia Southern, which is picked about in the middle to the lower part of the pack for the Sun Belt that I saw, at least a couple of forecasters had it. And they had some sort of rating system that I never pay attention to because, you know, by the time the first couple of games go, no one else pays any attention to it either.
Yeah, all that preseason stuff.
Yes, it's gone. LSU was picked, I think, third in the SEC. The Cajuns were picked right square dab in the middle with like 5.9 wins. So roughly a break-even season.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do tonight, we'll talk about the UL Mississippi State game. We'll talk about LSU Georgia Southern. We'll make our forecasts for the, you talk about worthless preseason picks. We got them right here.
We're specialists.
We got them right here. And we'll make our forecasts for it tonight. So, in the meantime, Bruce and Bobby showed up at Billy Napier's press conference. We used to be able to call it a press luncheon, but we can't call it that anymore. Who was telling us?
What?
Was it you, Bobby? Something George Faust did over at 10?
Oh,
Bobby. Funny.
Tom.
Yeah, he posted a couple of pictures, and I don't remember which the one on the left was, but it was a comparison on press conferences, hospitality. And there was picture on the left had like, six giant aluminum pans filled with different kinds of foods.
And this was LSU's press conference?
Yeah, I think it was LSU's, yeah.
Big Brother's school. Yeah, Big Brother's.
Fringer with forks and knives and spoons and drinks and all that. And the picture on the right was an empty table with a cup of water on it. And that was supposed to be what was at the UL press conference.
And we're laughing a little bit about it, but Bobby and Bruce were there, and that's pretty accurate, isn't it?
No. It wasn't a cup of water. You could get a soft drink out of the freezer there.
Okay, you could get a soft drink.
Yeah.
No food. They're asking you to be there from 11:30 to 1. That's what you told me, right?
Roughly, yeah.
Your lunch hour. Your lunch hour, 90 minutes, whatever.
Yeah.
And they don't serve food.
No, sir.
And they will not serve food at all this season.
That was the announcement.
Big time in us.
There was no reason
given. Is that what Alabama does?
I doubt that, seriously. I doubt that. I would suspect they do what LSU does and everybody else does, McNeese and everybody else. The problem is they don't have anybody on the SID. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but on the SID staff this year, it's not the staff that we're used to here or at any of the state colleges where they have some local influence and some local people running things. Everybody's from outside of this area, isn't it?
Connected,
except for the
those
two
connected
mats.
Connected with football.
Those connected with football. And, yeah. And so, you know, when you come in, you don't know the culture, and you're going to bring in a culture that, you know, knows better than us. Maybe that's the deal. You know, maybe culture's up in Missouri and all these other places. Maybe they know better than us Cajuns. I don't know. I don't know. What do y'all think?
Well, I just see the lack of McDonald's burgers or maybe a slice of pizza here and there to kind of be an added kind of slap at the media. And gradually over the years, as you guys know, we've been parking further and further away from Cajun Field. When you bring in your laptop bag, you know, it's searched, or you're asked to go to the back of the line and then have it searched. And I can understand the need for security and
everything. I don't mind the searches right now.
Well, and keep in mind that while we appreciate the parking space in Cajun Field, it is on the Cajun Dome side of the field, and so you can't come in through any gate except the press box gate with a laptop bag. Everything else has to be clear.
Right, right.
Because I tried it 1 week, and they wouldn't let me go in. And I said, open it. Take everything out. No,
well, you know
can't
what?
Let you
I
in.
Don't want the listeners to think that we whining about
No.
Not
it's not about that.
No, but you got to watch how you say that because you got that. Listen to them whining that they're not getting a hamburger at a
Wait
press
a minute.
Conference.
Time out. I don't go. Glenn doesn't go. I don't think Tom goes that much.
Yeah.
We're not whining.
No. And the thing about it is things have changed so much. But some SID departments, and now this new one, because let me tell you something. When Dan McDonald was there and some of the people after him, that thing was run so well. And I mean, everybody it was inclusive. They appreciated what the press does. You know, I'm looking at the Advocate this morning, and they're saying they're scared to death because there's only 14,000 tickets sold to the Superdome. And yet the university
should be able to find a good seat.
Yeah, absolutely, a lot of them. But the university would want the press to promote that game as much as possible, get people in there, but yet they treat the press like we don't need you. You know, and like a Rodney Dangerfield. Well, if you're going to do that, good luck to you. You know, if I was still an editor in New Iberia, you know what? I think twice about going out of my way to give them public. It's free publicity. When we run in stories, that's free advertisement for them. And for them to treat, again, you're right, we don't go. You and I and Tom, we don't go. So I could care less, but I care about what's happening to the guys that are going over there, busting their tails, a lot of them working overtime writing stories to help that university, and the university treating them like that, making them park a mile from the press box. People like Bruce, it's not easy for Bruce to walk that long distance to get to that press box. And then this new thing, which I've never heard, you know, I can, even today with me retired, I can call people in the SID department at McNeese, at Northeast, at Louisiana Tech, at Northwestern, LSU.
ULM.
ULM.
Not North.
Okay. I can call all those guys and talk to them. I don't know a soul here. I don't know a soul other than the two Mats who have been on the staff a long time.
But they've
and they
been
don't,
relegated
they don't
to volley,
let them touch. Yeah, they don't let them touch the major sports.
Soccer.
Let me tell you something.
Well, I think it's because I think
this is not your grandfather's USL. This UL is not as far as for media relations. So, you know, if they draw 20,000, don't be blaming the media for it.
I think what they've done is they've lost a lot of the personal touch. And I'm not criticizing everyone in the athletic department because there are some people that have been there for a while that are still there that we get along well with, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, and they know who they are and they know
yeah,
what
they
I'm
know
talking
who they
about,
are.
You know.
Sure.
But I think they've lost a lot of the personal touch because they've brought in all of these so-called marketing experts and digital experts and information experts and they put them in positions, but yet they don't associate with me when I'm at a game. I know, I mean, you know, and I work a lot of the stat tables and stuff, but it's a business to them now. It's a business and it's about making money. And that's the issue with the parking at Cajun Field. They want all the people that buy season tickets and RCAF.
Well, college athletics has always been a business.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it.
But it's hit UL is my
point.
It's
the way you approach that business. Yeah. How open are you? How helpful are you? Just an attitude thing that's been a shift.
Well, they seem to take Billy Napier's cue. In other words, yeah. They're not helpful at all.
No, there's no person. There's no personality there. There's not
much information either, Glenn.
No, but I'm talking about the coaches. You know, even 3 and 4 years ago, they were personable guys, man. They would sit and talk to sports writers and stuff. You know, not like as much as when Nelson was there and stuff. But you know, it goes back to like when I was in sales. You know, when I got out of sports writing full time. And, you know, the big thing that they used to tell us, and the university could learn from that, you know, talking about selling tickets, you know, before you tell me how much you know, like he's saying with all these digital people in it, before you tell me how much you know, show me how much you care.
I got a marketing number for you, 14,000. Go work with that if that's what you end up with.
Yeah, well, it'll be more than that because they'll have walk-ups. But you know what? If they wind up with 20 or less or 25 or less, they got nobody blaming themselves.
Well, I think it's poor to have – everybody goes, oh, but they're at the Superdome. They're in New Orleans. It's well Labor Day weekend. I said, yeah, and that's all the reasons why you've got a small crowd. It's Labor Day weekend. You're asking people to drive 150 miles, and you're playing the game in the Superdome.
11 o'clock
in the morning.
But the bridge may be open.
Yeah. Yeah. But let me tell you another little thing. And look, as small as it may be, it is a thing. Is Saturday what you have to understand? Okay, so it's a holiday weekend. You're playing at 11 a.m. You're making your fans go all the way to New Orleans to catch the game. That's supposed to be a home game. Well, in this area, tomorrow and Friday are the high school football jamborees. You know what that means for Saturday? Saturday, that means there's the peewee football jamborees, the 7th and 8th grade jamborees, all that stuff is happening Saturday morning. So all those people that got kids and grandkids and nephews, they're going to be at those games. Now, if that game was at Cajun Field, they would have a lot more people there. But people like me, see, I'd love to go. But my grandson has a jamboree Saturday morning, like hundreds and hundreds of others in Broussard, in Youngsville, and everywhere else. So you have a combination of a lot of things happening here. Plus, again, they're not the best of the world.
Just a program note, their season finale is 2 days after Thanksgiving. It's here against ULM, but it's 2 days after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know,
well, not a whole lot you can do about that, though.
No, but, I mean, your opener and your season finale are in conflict with holidays. So, I mean, that's some of that's the luck of the draw.
And don't forget, as we've talked about many times on the show already, television. You know, it's every game's on television now.
ESPN,
in some form
ESPN
or another.
ESPNU, if you were wondering.
Yeah.
ESPNU for UL Mississippi State.
I thought it was on the Deuce.
Well, yeah. You thought wrong.
You.
At 11
o'clock.
It's on
you.
Advocate has it on you. I'm looking at
it's
it right
on,
now.
I think it's on CST and ESPNU.
Yeah, it's on the fact sheet. Mm-hmm. It's on you.
Yeah, we got it on you. But, you know, going back to the luncheon thing.
No, not
it,
I'm it thinking
may,
volleyball.
It may seem petty. And
why?
The luncheon thing may seem petty, but it kind of says something.
It
like
speaks
you were
of
saying.
An attitude.
It's exactly. It speaks of an attitude.
Here's
that's
the rest of the attitude. They don't. I guarantee you, the marketing, the whomever, the people they've got running it, they don't care about your Saturday morning jamborees. They do not.
Oh,
care.
There's no doubt about that.
No, they don't.
No, there's no doubt about that. And look, I don't expect them to. But when you look at the numbers and stuff, that's part of the equation. And that has nothing to do when they're scheduling, because they're scheduling to please ESPNU. That's what they schedule
they
to
have,
please.
I know, Bobby. They have not gone out of their way, though, to make themselves lovable here.
No, the headline here reads, UL needs large crowd to avoid financial hit.
Get ready for the financial hit. Bobby, you want to say it? You want to wait it?
I'll wait.
Thank you, Bobby. Well said.
We need to take our first commercial break of the night. This is Five Guys, Stories and Lies, and we'll be back.
Now, back to Five Guys, Stories and Lies on 103.7 The Game.
You know, the first 20 times I heard this, I thought this was Elvis.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Could have sung it.
Group called the Stray Cats.
Yeah. They got some good stuff.
It's called Rock This Town.
Yeah, it sounds like Elvis.
Doesn't it?
Oh, he could have sung it, man. I'm telling you.
Yes, he could have.
Sounded like an
Elvis song. Could have knocked it out.
We're going to do a show on music one night, but it's not going to be this night.
Yeah, Wayne Toots.
Is that music, Glenn?
Spoilers, no
Wayne. Hey, watch it, man. You got an audience out there. You better be careful.
Spoilers, no Wayne Toots will be played today.
I'm calling R when I leave here.
I'm sure R might be listening right now.
Yeah, R, call him, tell him, get it in there.
Clint.
Yes.
You were at the press conference Monday.
Correct.
What did you think about the no food implementation?
It's frustrating, but, you know.
Here comes a butt with no food.
Yeah.
Here comes a butt asking you to give up 90 minutes of lunchtime.
Yes. 90 minutes of lunchtime at the same time, right after that press conference is over, I'm grabbing food. Like,
let me say, I told them this yesterday when they told us this at lunch. Why don't next Monday when y'all go, every one of y'all bring a brown bag lunch?
Hell, definitely. I mean,
why don't you? I would. I promise you. If I was still covering, I promise you, I'd have a brown bag.
When the press conference starts, open the bag and start
eating. The bag. Either that, or you know what y'all could do? Y'all could call waiter and have them deliver in the middle of the press conference.
Yeah, but see, either way, you've got to spend your own money to cover this press conference.
It doesn't matter. It'd be worth it, brother. It would be worth it.
Oh, trust me. I think we've all made our statements on this.
Well, it's just a courtesy, you know. I mean, it's just a simple courtesy. If you're going to ask people to take an hour and a half of their lunchtime to go to your press conference, you can give them a ham sandwich.
You know, there's people in the sports world who complain about press box food. If they're served food, they're complaining about it. I'm thinking, this is a free deal. You're covering the game. They're feeding you. I don't complain about press box food.
No, me
exactly.
No,
I mean, that's just bad taste. I mean,
right.
Sometimes it is bad taste.
Sometimes it's
sometimes
bad,
it tastes
food.
Bad, too.
There's always something you can get.
They put out something for you.
Yeah.
Well, I don't complain about that.
There's two things wrong with this. Number one, if it's a budgetary problem,
we got a problem.
And if it's not a budgetary problem, we got a problem.
There's no excuse.
So what is it?
There's no excuse.
Well,
for
they need to call some of the high schools around Acadiana because I have had some really good food in some of the high school press boxes.
Call Acadiana, man. Call Acadiana.
Yeah. They do feed you at games.
Huh? Yeah.
No. They do feed you at games.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're talking about UL. Yeah.
About to say, then we'd have a problem if it's, oh, hey, we're not serving food during game day. I think everybody would immediately, not cover Cajun sports.
Nah, you'd still cover them, but you bring – hey, I've seen guys – bring brown bags in the paper bag in the press box. I've seen that before.
Can't do that anymore because it will be scanned.
It'll be searched.
And you can only go through a particular gate for you to bring that brown bag.
It has to be a
you.
Clear bag.
Yes, has to be a clear bag.
They would. They, you mean to tell me they would inspect my hamburger?
Yes,
probably.
Really?
Maybe
my patty wasn't loaded. I got a loaded hamburger there. Oh, you better turn it in.
Clear. Can't make a joke about that over there either.
A loaded hamburger?
That's right. No, can't make jokes about anything.
All right,
along those lines.
Okay, well, take off the pickles. All right, we good. We good. Whoo, Lord, that was a way to start.
So are we picking season records now?
I think that's an excellent idea.
Yeah.
This is for you.
Hand me that pen over there.
All three, huh?
No, not the Saints.
Saints
don't open until next week.
Okay. So y'all just want to admit now that I would have won them all last year? Thank you very much.
No, you would have won one of them.
I would have won them all.
I had
LSU pegged, and I think I had UL pegged.
No, you didn't have UL pegged.
And he's modest, too, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, very much so.
That's the best part about me.
Particularly since none of us can remember what we did yesterday, much less last year.
Oh, I remember. I remember LSU because y'all were hard on the Tigers last year.
Okay, Stud, you're first.
What, LSU?
No, UL. What's their record going to be? What's the score this weekend going to be?
Oh, we're doing score, too.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I go 7-5. I go 7-5, and this weekend I go 35-13.
Ooh.
In favor of who?
Not the Cajuns.
All right, let me write that down. Glenn. 35-13.
35-13.
35. That's how I'm
going to
read it.
All right.
Okay, Tom?
I'll go. He took mine. I'll go 7-5 for UL.
Uh-huh.
And
copy that.
Yeah, I know. The score will be 42-14. Mississippi State.
Be how much?
42-14.
Okay.
Bobby?
Well, I'm looking at a 6-6 year. I don't have all the optimism of some of the broadcasters that I've heard from.
Oh, you mean the ones that say this this team could have more talent on it than any other UL team in history?
Yeah.
You mean that one?
Yeah. Either.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Either he's got a scoop or I need better glasses. Okay. But I'm still saying 6-6. And they'll finish third in the West.
I didn't ask you where they're going to finish.
Okay.
I want to score this weekend,
third in
though.
The West.
Score this weekend. I'm looking at 50-7, Mississippi State.
Okay.
By the way, anybody know who the 9 players that...
No, they won't announce them until right before the game is what last I read, Uncle Clint. I think he said he'd announce them before the game.
I think he said before the game. Didn't say specifically, like, oh, hey, that yeah. day. But I know that he had a press conference starting at 6 o'clock today. So I know he's going to do an injury report.
Yeah.
And then probably release the depth chart because it seems really late in the game compared to what we've seen in the past, not just for Napier because his first year he had that bad boy ready to go on Monday. It's a little weird.
Wow.
Okay, Bruce. What's your word?
There's a lot of elements I like about this Cajun team. The running backs, I'd pay money to see those guys run. I'd love that trio.
Well, the way we're going, you may have to.
And bring you lunch.
Yeah, we'll find out when the credentials are handed out, won't we?
If you get one.
I think the floor is 6-6, and the top is 8-4.
Wait, you got to pick one. Well, let him explain himself, man. Let him explain himself. This is interesting to me.
Well, if you hush up, he will.
Okay.
Floor is yours.
I'm thinking 7-5.
Seven and five.
I think they're right. They could trip a bit and get 6-6. They could really excel and go 8-4. This weekend isn't the weekend to excel, I don't think. 37-15.
Woo.
Okay.
All right, Don Juan, what you got?
I'm going to go with 6-6. You know, with an outside possibility of 7-5.
Okay.
And also an outside possibility of 5-7.
Yeah.
You know, I do think they're going to upset Appalachian State.
I agree with you there. Yeah. If they're healthy. If they're healthy.
Yeah.
If not, no.
No. Oh, well. And a score? I don't know. That's tough.
You're going to go 6, won't you?
Oh. 39-10. Oh.
39-10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might know 39.
Hopefully get a lot of people there on Appalachian two safeties. State Wednesday night.
I just think it's tough because they got most of the good teams on the road except for Appalachian State this year. That's why.
Georgia Southern.
Troy.
Break time. This is 5 Guys, Stories and Lies, and we'll be back.
Tell it like it is and how it was. This is 5 Guys, Stories and Lies on 103.7 The Game.
Where do y'all get that stuff?
Did you ever see the movie Grindhouse?
No, I'm afraid not.
You see it, Tom?
No.
You don't watch Yellowstone. Why should I watch Grindhouse or whatever?
Grindhouse. Grindhouse.
Season finale.
It sounds like something I shouldn't watch.
I've been to some of those.
This is a famous. This is by the Coasters, by the way.
It's a family show
down in Mexico. Here, I'll give you something else you don't know.
Oh, you're probably right. I probably don't know about it. Go ahead.
You know, the Coasters were the first group ever inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No.
Yes. They were.
Yakety yak.
Don't talk back.
It's one of them.
Well,
I like this one a lot more.
I knew that.
It's called Down in Mexico.
They were in the 30s, the 40s.
No.
The 50s.
50s. Yeah. 50s
and 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't get you early.
I don't think they
stuff.
Made the 60s.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Probably broke up by then.
So I get during the break, I get a text. We talking about the menu at the UL press conference, and the text says, by comparison, tiny Southeastern alternates between pizza or fried catfish, fried shrimp, and chicken wings for lunch.
Good Lord.
So.
We'll cover the lines.
But at UL, which is big time, let us not forget that, which is big time.
Yes.
You do get a soda.
Yes.
Yes.
Now.
Well, they're trying to keep everybody's weight down, I guess. I don't know.
This is, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Change.
No.
Big time?
No.
Big time don't need that. I mean, you know, big time programs, you don't need that.
It's changed. It's a new group, and this is the way they think that we need to change
the
culture.
No. It's not that new.
It's cheap.
You know, that's a possibility.
Well, cheap. Again, a Southern hospitality, you come to my house, I'm going to offer you something. Man, that doesn't happen all over the country, I guess. I don't know. And maybe so.
At worst, you get a cup of coffee offered. Yeah, at worst. Yeah, at worst.
Okay, let's talk football.
Well, I thought we were talking. No, that's right. We were talking food.
We did, but we got
something
off
else
of
close to our heart.
Well, Southeastern, you know. I mean, okay.
This is big time here, though, so there's no comparison between UL and Southeastern. No comparison. It's big time here, and it is small time over there. With fried shrimp and chicken wings and pizza
fried catfish.
Yeah, Clint, I wasn't ignoring you. What do you think the Cajuns are going to do?
You know, I'm definitely one of those guys that's going to go out on a limb here and stretch it out a little bit and say they go 9-3.
Oh!
Wow.
I think it's the boldest prediction of them all.
I want to write that one down.
This is
You don't have to write it down. You can remember that.
And what's the score going to be this week?
Score is going to be Mississippi State. I say they're going to wind up putting up 42, Cajuns 14.
Same thing I guessed.
Cajuns going to cover that.
Okay, they're only going to lose twice.
Cover what? What's the spread?
I believe last I checked is like 22 points.
Well, they're not covering it.
They're not covering it 42.
Oh, whoops.
Well, sure they
I
are.
Was told there'd be no math.
We know math is not your strong suit with the 9-3 prediction.
No,
we know right off the bat.
He comes from Common Core.
I was before Common Core.
Okay.
Quips. Wow. Anyways, so with those other two losses, they feel like they're the two losses that stick out most when you really just look at that schedule up and down. It's the App State and the Troy game. I feel like those two are going to be the definite losses. Yes, the trend is that Arkansas State's going to win this one because every other year when these two teams face off, it's the home team that wins that matchup. But I feel like there's a lot of uncertainty around the Arkansas State program now that Blake Anderson taking a leave of absence. Thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family. But Arkansas State, I feel like they could be in a little bit of a flux this year, and that could wind up leaving an opportunity for the Cajuns to break that trend. And that's why I have them going 9-3. If Arkansas State was all guns a-blazing, they'd probably wind up being 8-4.
At 9-3, you have another job waiting for you elsewhere if you need it.
Okay.
Yeah. But you have to bring your own lunch.
Yes.
Okay. LSU.
That's tough. That's really tough. You know, I mean.
It ain't tough.
Okay. Well, then make your prediction.
9-2.
9-2. They play 12 games, you know.
Nine and three.
I guess
somebody else struggling with that.
I gave them a bye week.
I guess you're forgetting about that Alabama game.
You know what? That's at Alabama, isn't it?
Yeah, in Tuscaloosa. So you're just automatically forgetting about the game entirely. You know that's a loss.
No.
Okay.
If you go look at it in past history, it's amazing how many times the visitor wins that game.
Yep.
All right, what do you got, Glenn?
10-2.
10-2.
You know what? I'm afraid they might lose that open.
You changed it to 10-2?
Texas game.
You changed your bid to 10-2?
Yeah.
Well, you had to add another game.
10-2, Dom.
You had to add another game there.
I'm going
to
talk about my math. What about his?
No, he said 9-3 first.
I know I did.
He said 9-2.
Then he said 9-3.
All right, Clint wants to talk. Clint, what's your choice?
My choice, I'm sticking with what Glenn said, 10-2. That's where I was at yesterday,
all right.
10-2.
You're still there today. Tom, what do you got?
Well, since y'all left 9-3 open, I'll go 9-3.
Bobby?
I like 9-3. Losses to Texas, Florida, and Nick Saban.
I'm changing mine.
No, it's too late.
No, I want to change mine.
Why?
I want to go 11-1.
Is that the last time you're going to change it?
Yep. Because I'm running out of space to write it.
Next segment of my Tom says, Bruce, Glenn says I go 12-0.
Bruce, what do you have and why?
Depends a lot about on Joe Burrow. He's a steady guy. I mean, he's the people he got around him is going to be key. Alabama lost Dylan Moses this week, their best linebacker for the season. So Alabama's weakened a little bit, and they're a little shaky after the Clemson debacle. LSU's luck, they'll beat Alabama and lose to Ole Miss the next week.
That's not luck. Ole Miss is one of the forecast is one of the worst teams in the SEC this year.
That's what I say.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. And with their luck.
Yeah. I want to say 11-1.
Whoa! Woo, Lord.
He drank out my cup. He's got purple punch in that cup over there.
I'm like Bruce, man. And look, I wouldn't be totally surprised they don't run the table.
Tom, you're sitting over there next to the schedule, right, of the Tigers?
Yeah.
Read it off and where they're playing.
Georgia Southern.
Maybe easy. Into the microphone, Tom.
Well, I'll have to get up to be able to see it. Georgia Southern, then Texas on a neutral site.
Neutral site.
Northwestern State.
At Vandy.
Y'all are enjoying this?
Calm yourself down.
At Vandy.
Gone. Utah State.
Well, go ahead. You got it. Read it, man.
They're undefeated so far.
Florida.
At home.
Still undefeated.
Mississippi State.
Still undefeated.
Auburn.
Still undefeated.
Alabama.
Still undefeated.
Ole Miss.
Wow.
Still undefeated.
Arkansas.
Still undefeated.
Texas A&M.
Defeated.
I get 8. I get 8-4. First of all, let me explain why. Brand new offense for the Tigers. Everybody's so excited about this spread offense.
Yep.
You think they're going to be Patrick Mahomes right out of the gate? I don't think so. It's going to take a little while, and it may take a little bit longer than a little while. Now, they've got a very weak schedule in great parts of it, which makes me think maybe 9-3 is a smarter pick than 8-4. But I think they lose to Texas. You know, I think they lose to Alabama, may lose to Auburn. Texas A&M, I think they win.
Yeah, because they have them home this year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
After that overtime last year.
That's the three games I had them losing.
Yeah, I'm pushing.
Texas, Alabama, and Auburn.
I'm going 9-3. I'm pushing 8-4.
I like Florida to beat them.
I do, too.
That might be the one that beats them.
I think they're going to win the East. I really do.
LSU tends to win those early season games against.
On TV.
Other, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Florida's East, aren't they?
I think so.
Yeah, Florida's East.
Yeah, Florida's in the East.
Yeah, I think it'll be Florida and Alabama playing for the conference championship.
You don't think Georgia's going to be in it?
Well, LSU doesn't even have them.
Not this year.
You don't.
I like Florida.
A lot of the national championship games that I look at in forecasting has Georgia in it and Clemson the other half.
Yeah, I like Georgia.
That would be an emotional game with those two schools.
What? Yeah, we got a call.
About that far apart.
Well, I thought Florida looked pretty good defensively, too.
10 sacks the other night.
Yeah. against Miami. And then, of course, the quarterback is experienced and pretty good, too.
Did you hear what Feinbaum called Miami?
Uh-uh.
Third world program?
Oh, my God.
How the mighty have fallen. Goodness.
Is he the guy that hates the Saints? Is
Feinbaum?
Or is it Cowherd? One of them that has only bad things to say about the Saints. That's all he does. He's picking them to finish fourth. Somebody's picking them to finish fourth in a division.
Okay.
Fourth.
Okay.
Well, y'all all got them winning. Y'all all got them winning.
8-8. Yeah.
Y'all all got them winning the Super Bowl, man. Already.
They got a shot.
Wait.
The season has not started yet. You're right, Tom.
Next week.
They got a shot.
Mm-hmm. They got a shot, but all these people thinking that they already got it won, man. I'll tell you what, there's going to be some disappointed people.
They are one of two injuries away from having that season fall to
2-11.
6-11.
They're not the only team in that book, though.
They lose Drew Brees.
They lose Drew Brees.
Or they lose Alvin Kamara.
Yep.
Yeah. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait a minute. You guys are all talking about how great Teddy Bridgewater was last
week. No.
Oh, no.
You have never heard that out of this room.
Never heard this out of anybody in here.
No.
Nope. No, you haven't. Nope. But we were going, but got to get back to LSU. And
well, get back to him. All right. What do you got?
Well, no. I mean, I, like you said, I mean, that one loss to me, my one loss is either going to be A&M or the Florida game or another. We'll see.
Do you think, if LSU goes into that A&M game at 11-0, you're going to lose that?
Then it'll be 12-0. Like I said, I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
You want to change it to 12-0 now?
No. Okay. I want to give myself some wiggle room.
So if they're 11-1, they're in the SEC title game and in the playoffs?
Absolutely.
Okay.
What are you going to do if they lose to Texas? If they lose to Texas, what are
then
you going to do? They've already got a loss.
No, then they'll run the table.
Against all those SEC schools?
Yes, they'll then run the table.
I think Texas is overrated.
I do, too. And we're going to find out, but I do, too. I'm like you.
Mainly overrated by the Texas people.
What time is that game? Anybody know?
Kind of like LSU being overrated by the LSU people?
8 a.m.
That's
the breakfast game,
I guess, yeah.
What's that?
Yeah. What time is that LSU-Texas game?
What do you think, Bobby?
I think it's 6:30.
9:30 in the morning? Wasn't
breakfast
it?
With the Tigers at 8 a.m.
Not 6:30.
It's on the ESPN app? Is that what it is?
It's on ABC, actually.
It's a national televised game.
Clint, it was a joke.
Okay.
The pregame show begins Friday at 6:30 p.m.
You said it's neutral field. Are they playing at AT&T Stadium or something, or what?
They're playing somewhere in Texas, yeah, but not at Texas, not at University
Plant,
of Texas.
AT&T.
Yeah.
Where's the game?
The Texas game?
Yeah.
In Texas, Austin.
Okay.
Oh, it's at Austin?
Yeah.
I thought they were playing at the Cowboys Stadium.
No.
For the first time since 1955, I think they're playing.
They're playing
Austin.
A true home and home.
Yeah,
they're playing at Austin.
This is the first time ever, actually, Bobby.
You want to change to
10-2?
Okay. Yeah.
I thought they'd played in 55.
No, I'm staying where I am. I think they.
No, but I'm saying first time they'll be in Austin is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think they. I'm like Bruce, man. Burrow, I love that guy. I mean, who can't love
him?
He's just
a consistent. He doesn't make
Don
big
Allen
mistakes.
Doesn't,
you know?
Newsflash: Don Allen doesn't.
He doesn't make big mistakes. Yeah,
he
sure. He makes some bad throws here and there, but
I know he's been asked
does.
Only to manage the team. I don't know if you can manage the team and the kind of offense they're going to this year.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You got to be a player. You got to be a star.
He is a player.
You got to be a star.
He's gonna be.
I know that hit he took in the bowl game last year and bounced back and kept playing.
No, that's a tough summer.
At least he's got the players believing in him.
Oh, he's a player.
Oh no, the players love him. The players love him.
That was a hit.
The thing that worries me about LSU right now is, I know this sounds trivial, but their place kicker last year won a lot of games for them.
Yeah,
and they don't have that guy this year.
Now, Carly Lloyd's available if she can get a scholarship.
Oh, really? Huh? Did you see that 55-yard field goal? Wow.
Yeah, but she took about six
steps. I don't care. She nailed it dead solid perfect and cleared it about 10 yards.
You don't get to take six steps kicking a field goal.
Who says?
God.
You know, there's one NFL team that supposedly has offered her a spot in a preseason game, and she's not naming them.
The Bears, right?
Chargers, I think.
I thought there was more than one.
What's the Allen receiver for the Rams?
Keenan Allen for the Chargers.
Okay, yeah. Keenan Allen came out and said, you know, that's ridiculous. He said the first time that she gets a kick blocked at the line of scrimmage, it's going to be like the stampede in The Lion King. He said, but she do got a boot, though.
Well, here's the deal. If she kicks, I mean, it's going to be a PR gimmick, and who's going to want to be the guy
that lays her out.
Nobody. Maybe for political correctness, nobody's going to rush. She'll get her six steps.
Political correctness is not the place to be in the NFL. Well. We need to take a break. Five Guys, Stories, and Lies. We'll be back.
The viewpoints heard on this program could be considered politically incorrect.
Good thing they're too old to care.
Well, that's easy for you to say.
This is Five Guys, Stories, and Lies on 103.7 The Game.
Does this meet with you? your approval, Glenn? You like this piece?
I have no clue what this is either.
Oh, you don't know anything though about music, so
nope, sure.
I asked the wrong person.
Is that Dougie Cat?
It's straight,
what?
Straight, close. It's Stray Cat Strut.
Stray Cat Strut, yeah. Dougie Stray Cat Strut.
Ooh. I grew up in a small town, man. I don't listen to that stuff.
Did they have radios in that town?
Actually, just had a lady that came on once a day on a microphone, on a megaphone, and just kind of sang the national anthem.
What town was this?
That's it, you know. So
what town was
Crowley,
this?
You know, Crowley. We're not a big town, you know. We just a small little town. We, you know. So I don't know. Hey, before I forget, Doug Ireland called me and he said, you know, we had him on the show last week, and he said, when I was telling those stories about St. Martinville football, I forgot to tell one. And he said, man, he said, if you can get it in. I said, well, what was it? He said he went to cover St. Martinville versus Nish the year after St. Martinville won the state championship, and Nish was ranked number one. And St. Martinville had a kid move in from California, and he was a Golden Glove boxer. He was a champion. And he had, like, all kind of sacks in the game, and St. Martinville upset New Iberia 14-0. So after the game, he was talking to Carroll, and he asked Carroll about the kid, and he said, yeah. We said, go ask him what happened. So he goes over to the kid, and he says, man, that's a hell of a game, man. He said, what exactly did y'all do? What happened out there? And he said, the kid looked at him, he said, oh, it was simple. He said, we was doing the hitting, and they was doing the getting hit.
That's your lead right there. He says, that's one
of the best quotes I ever got.
Yep.
They was doing the getting hit.
Yep.
So
lead sentence.
He said, yeah, he said, man, he said, try to get that in there. So there you go, Dougie, if you're listening. So, yeah, one of these days we're going to have to do a whole show just on best quotes we ever had, because some of them are just hilarious and some of them are.
Well, I would have to trust your memory or Bobby's or Bruce's.
You don't remember any of them?
Well, most of the quotes I got were like from coaches on a postgame show,
yeah,
a pregame show.
That's pretty vanilla.
It is, except for that one quote that I got from Tony. You know, what? And I told you about this one.
I don't
one
think
before.
They'd fight.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not too sure they'd fight.
I had one that stayed on the blackboard at Nish in the coach's office. It stayed there for like 3 or 4 months. It stayed on the blackboard. And what happened was New Iberia Senior High was playing Opelousas. And Coach Donald Batiste, bless his soul, he passed away a couple years ago.
I'm the one who had the quote.
He was one of the best guys. But anyway, they had like about a 15-16-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and they lost. And after the game, I said, Coach, what the heck happened out there? Y'all blew that big a lead. And he looked at me and he said, Glenn, I think what happened was they got us in a thinking game, and we couldn't handle it. You remember that quote?
Yeah.
We couldn't handle it.
It was at Opelousas.
That was a great quote, man. Oh, yeah. There were a ton of them. Those coaches back then, yeah, they didn't hold back anything. They told you like it was. Today it's all sanitized, you know, unless you're Saban. It's pretty sanitized. So.
Oh, we saw sanitized Monday.
Are we going back to that? Are we going back to the press conference? Didn't y'all have one today? I thought y'all had a press conference today.
No.
So you just y'all have press availability once a week? That's it?
No, they have it after practices.
On Wednesdays.
On Wednesdays for sure.
That's why. Okay, so that's what it was.
During the season. During preseason or what they call now camp, it's Monday, Wednesday, and maybe Fridays, too, I think.
No, he was reading from the book of Nick on Monday.
Yeah.
Don't reveal.
Well, I mean, I talked to some other writers that were there, and they backed both of you guys up. You know, one of them told me, what'd you tell me? One of them told you, I can't do nothing with that. I can't do anything with that. And I asked him about that, and he said, no, that's true. He said, the quotes we got,
coach speak.
Yeah, he said it was all coach. He said, you can't do anything with that.
When Augie Tamarillo was first hired at USL as head football coach, I remember Ron Gomez and I were in the main, not in the studio, but in the station, and we were talking with Augie, and he said something that has stuck with me forever. He said, I can't win with bad players.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's such a simple way to phrase it, but it's true. No other coaches will come out and say that. I can't win with bad players.
Says it all.
And so he went and got some JCs, and they were not bad.
Yeah.
They were good.
That's why they're those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Roy Henry.
Yeah.
Just coaches today. You know, the big thing today.
Randy McClanahan.
I don't want to say anything to, that might fire up the other team. My God, dude. They're better than you. It's not going to matter what you say. They coming in here. I mean, it doesn't matter. Say what's going on. Give the starters. If you know the starters, give the starters. I mean, why hide
it? It's a surprise.
Oh, yeah, it's a big surprise. When you get beat by four touchdowns, yeah, it's a big surprise.
It's a surprise.
Yeah.
There's our music. We are not surprised. Show's over. We'll do this thing again next Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. We'll have an hour then, just like we've got an hour tonight.
Two hours?
Yeah, we'll be 2 hours throughout football season because we'll have the Coach O show at 8 o'clock. So you'll lead into that now.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. My 11-1 team, we're going to lead right into them.
So we got 2 hours next week?
Yes. 2 hours next week. Like I said, I think this week was kind of, there was a little bit of a discrepancy, but I think going forward, we're going to have it be the whole 2 hours.
There was no discrepancy. Yeah. The Astros play at 7.
Yeah,
well, no, I think it was because of the fact, like, Coach O's show is tonight. We'll be airing that after the Astros wrap up. It was the fact we were going to bump that over to the Rewind. That's a whole different conversation for a whole different day, a little inside baseball. We need to get out of here.
We'll find out how many
well,
guys.
Well, be quiet, Clinton. We'll get out of here. That's it for Five Guys Stories and Lives. For Bobby, Bruce, Tom.
Yellowstone finale tonight.
And the wizard behind the curtain. And let me make this clear. We don't care about Yellowstone. I'm Don. We'll be back.
Yes, we do.